You'll know him as the host of the morning show on Nine, perhaps as Jimmy Barnes' son, and also for being a great vocal artist himself with a new Christmas album out now. We're talking about David Campbell. Good morning.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hi, team. How are we?
Good. Getting into the Christmas spirit. What about yourself?
Oh, good. I'm so full of Christmas spirit, it's like my body's haunted.
How are the kids? Are they excited?
As I left home this morning, they're watching Home Alone, so we're really getting to the peak Christmas period at the moment.
Okay, have they seen the Christmas Chronicles yet? Because my two girls, five
What's that?
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Is that the Kurt Russell?
Yes.
Oh, you know, we haven't watched that one yet. Well, they're still going old school first. Polar Express.
Oh, yeah, that's good
too. Which I didn't know was such a big deal. And last night, my wife and I were wrapping presents watching Die Hard. We're deep in Christmas movie land at the moment.
This is what I don't get. I know there's a Christmas element about Die Hard, but I read a story the other day saying Die Hard is the ultimate Christmas movie. And I'm like, hang on.
It is.
So what happened? What makes it Christmassy?
It's set at Christmas.
Okay.
There's a lot of Christmas references and songs in it, like Now I've Got a Machine Gun, ho, ho, ho. Explosions, who doesn't love jumping off things? I mean, it's loose. Let me say it's a loose thread.
I mean, for me, with a Christmas movie, you know, I like to see some sort of joy, Santa Saves the Day kind of thing, like Miracle on 34th Street.
Wait, hang
on a
minute.
Not Bruce Willis killing people.
Where have you put Gremlins? Gremlins is a great Christmas film.
Yeah, and look, Bruce Willis does save the day in the end. It's got a happy ending.
Yeah, but he's not Santa.
Bruce Willis is Santa with more guns.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably not one that my five-year-old is going to watch, but definitely one for the adults. So if you like action-packed Christmas movies, that's the way to go.
Now, if you like a bit of Christmas tunes, you've got yourself a new album out at the moment, mate. Is it playing in your house, or do you find that a little bit disturbing listening to your own stuff?
It was playing in my house around September, October when we had rough mixes. And then my kids would play it a little bit in the car just before the album was released, except they don't like sad songs. Sad songs they like. Too sad, turn it off. So I can't play any ballads that I sing to my kids. And then they got distracted by Mariah Carey again. So, you know, it's gone off a bit in my house, but thankfully it's been taken up by other households.
Kids are harsh critics, aren't they?
Oh, my God. My kids are the worst, man.
I know. Well, I remember my daughter, when I start to try and sing, she's like, no, Mummy, no. No, Mummy, no. Like she's, you know.
With good reason.
Fingernails. Yeah, that's actually.
I feel like I made my album out of Brussels sprouts, basically, at the moment. That's what it feels like.
And so what does the Christmas day look like in the Campbell household, mate?
The Barnes family are overseas for Christmas. They all went to France. So la-di-da to them. Bonsoir to them. So we are having a very early morning, obviously, with the twins, Leo getting up early for presents.
Yep.
Then we'll sort of hang out a bit, you know, play with stuff. Daddy might have a 5-minute nap on the couch, and then we'll start having people over. So godparents come over, you know, all the people whose families have gone to somewhere else will come over to our house. We have a bit of an orphan's Christmas.
Yeah.
And then get to bed early so we can go on holidays.
You feel like ripped off. You know, everyone else is having Christmas in France. You're like Macaulay Culkin out of Home Alone. They've all gone and left you.
That's it. I'm Kevin. Yeah. I am Kevin McAllister.
The other time that we can hear and see you, mate, is coming up. Vision Australia's Carols by Candlelight. You can tune in and watch that on Nine. David Campbell, thanks so much for joining us today, mate.
Guys, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for your time.